Jay, okay.
A second mic will definitely help. With this.
Why did you do that?
No.
So not like you're gonna react. Everyone stops staring.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Explain what you're doing, please.
He's hiding behind the mic.
Well, I was just trying to switch microphones. I thought this one would be better.
Does the other one have the number one on it? Because this one says number two.
No, the other one doesn't have one on it. This is the host microphone.
That one says three.
Can you use all of them at the same time?
Is that three?
Are you grabbing a third?
Wait, how many, Phil, how many toothpicks?
There are four microphones in this room.
Wow.
Okay? I think this microphone's better. So I
that was funny. You just without any preamble just brought it over.
No, I know.
just super sly. Yeah.
Like we weren't all looking for you to start and you just like transitioned like this mic's not good. I'm gonna.
If I didn't know you were in a recording studio right now at a radio station, I would think, man, this guy podcasts like hardcore.
All right, guys. I'm double fisting.
Oh my god!
It's not.
Hello, Mr. President.
Thank you so much for joining us on this very merry holiday special. My name is Jay. I am your host today, and I am the host of Super Bracket Bros. But this is not the only feed that this is going on today. I'm just merely your host for a litany of your favorite podcasters. Speaking of which, let's introduce our first one. Andrew from your friendly neighborhood gamers, how is your Grinch heart doing this year?
It's doing great. It's still, three sizes too big or whatever? So I think I've passed that baton on to Phil at this point. He's the new Grinch. I think he can have it.
You can't give the person with a heart disease, the Grinch.
I don't know. I think that's perfect. I think that lines up just right.
Also, wasn't his heart too small? His heart was too small.
Yeah, but mine grew like two specials ago, and they keep calling me the Grinch, so I don't know what's going on here. It's like I'm the only one that remembers that.
Isn't Eric's name in the Facebook group? Didn't you change it because he was specifically being Grinchy?
It's true.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if Eric wants to take it, I think then Eric can have it. So we also have Eric from the Wait For It podcast, the newly crowned Grinch of the group. So welcome to the show, Eric.
Hey, super glad to be here. And if anyone is kind enough to donate a new heart, my co-host would gladly take that.
Is that why you're trying to grow yours multiple sizes so you can you two can finally share a heart and become one being?
No. Aww. No, I would throw it in the trash before I gave it to Phil. Next to the pile of dead Christmas cards with no money in it. Took less than 5 minutes for me to ruin it.
Second introduction.
Let's introduce the second half of your friendly neighborhood gamers. We have Dylan Wren. How are you doing today, Dylan?
I am doing great. So can't wait. Always fun to be here. So
how are people gonna know it's you if you can't complain though? I mean
That's true. That's true. I could complain, but I'm not going to. So you know.
And then we have the hosts of Game of Groans, Emily Bateman. How are you doing tonight, Emily?
I'm good. I am in my childhood home with my daughter asleep, so it feels like Christmas.
And we have brought the company holiday party to you. You have all aspects of Christmas here for you, and joined by her co-host and sister, Kate. How are you doing tonight, Kate?
I am doing so good. I'm so happy to be here.
Good. Glad to have you here. And last, but definitely least, we have my co-host, Elias Stokes. How are you doing tonight, Eli?
You know, there's a lot of uncalled shade you throw at me, but that one seemed particularly shady. After all the Christmas energy I brought for the last special, you start off like that?
Well, yeah, of course. You got to, I mean, I think you got a little too high and mighty.
His dad is Santa Claus, Jay. Show some respect.
I know. I've met the man, unlike any of you.
Jay tried really hard to get him on instead of me.
Oh.
Yeah, he was just booked, you know, too busy this time of year.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year we've got a bracket. Just like always, but we are turning back the clock a little bit. Back during our first holiday special, we did Christmas songs, and we have returned to that well once again. We have new hosts, we have new songs, and so that should bring about a new bracket. We have some mainstays, you know, some returning contestants for sure, that I'm sure will be fought over valiantly. And another one other note that I'm sure we're going to figure out along the way is we have 8 of us, which is a nice even number. Not great for voting on things, but we'll see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be just fine. I'm sure we'll come up with a very reasonable, amicable tiebreaker. yeah, so how this worked is each of us, brought 2 songs, to the bracket. So we have a bracket of 16, and we are going to once again find out unequivocally which is the best Christmas song. I've got my bracket here. We're all going to vote on each one of these matchups until we have a winner. And so that's how this holiday special is going to go down. But, yeah, is everybody ready to go? Are we ready to get this holiday special on the road?
Ho,
let's
ho,
do it.
Ho.
Oh, all right. Fantastic. Let's start from the top. Let's start with 1 versus 16. And the seating, by the way, was determined. I created the playlist on Spotify this year, so I just took it straight from Spotify. I just took the amount of plays that song had on Spotify, except for number 16, which wasn't actually a song on Spotify. So I looked up how many views it had on YouTube, and it still got 16th seed.
All right.
We have the queen of Christmas herself. We have Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You versus, let me just make sure I got this right, Christmas Infiltration from the esteemed sitcom Community. Phil.
This was an anonymous bracket. Yes.
And yet
coming
Phil,
to me first.
I listened and it's a good beat, but explain yourself.
Well, it is part of a really, really great episode of Community in which they are filling in for the Glee Club. And each Abed has progressively tried to convince every character in the show to join the Glee Club. And this is he talks to Troy and gets him to start rapping. And that's what happened. And that's how Troy signs up for the Glee Club. It's a great episode. Lots of really good songs, but this one is my favorite. Very fond of Donald Glover and Danny Pudi. And this was my third slot that I had to fill out on the survey, and I was like, I'm going for it. So nice. That's where I went.
I will say that, like, this is a really funny song, but it is benefiting from having actually, like, one of the best rappers, like, currently working on it.
It's the fact that it's Childish Gambino, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, obviously it's back in the day before he, like, blew up, but it's just funny, like, God, he looks so young without the beard.
Yeah, great episode. You guys should watch it. We should watch it after this.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I've watched Community, and this completely escaped my brain. I liked Community, but sorry, Phil, I did not love it as much as you do.
Well, you're getting coal in your stockings.
So I know, I'm sorry, everybody. But yeah, this was actually very good. But on the other side of the coin this evening, I also really, I think for the first time perhaps ever, actually listened to All I Want for Christmas Is You instead of just like letting it like enter my brain and back out again, like at Starbucks or whatever. So, and it is also actually a very good song. So I'm quite on the fence for this particular matchup.
Who voted for All I Want is Christmas, or who was that their pick?
I definitely put it on mine. I truly, it's one of those songs where I know it's the joke. I know it's the, you know, defrosting Mariah Carey. It makes me so happy. It's one of those songs that, like, as soon as I hear it, I'm like, it's just real good. But I also have a very specific fond memory of going to karaoke at a gay club in, like, June. And there was a guy who hopped up on stage and was like, you know what I need to sing right now? And he launched into All I Want for Christmas Is You. It was the most just joyous, hilarious thing that had ever happened. And I was like, honestly, this rules. Like, it's just, it's good. It's a good time. You can't, like, you just kind of want to groove. It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, like, genuinely, what's wrong with the song? Like, why do people hate it?
I don't know. It's overplayed, mostly.
Yeah, it's just everywhere.
It reminds me of my time in retail. So, yeah. In the mall specifically, Phil. The mall, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, November 1st, right after Halloween, it's playing in the mall. And I'm like, we haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving, so.
Preach.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll say, I mean, when I was looking at the plays for all of these songs, I think Mariah Carey beat number two by at least two times. Like, she had a billion and a half plays. Yeah.
I was honestly shocked it wasn't 2 billion. Like,
yeah, no, I'm surprised as well. But yeah, I mean, she crushes Andy Williams by a significant margin. He's our number two seed. So you know, like it's everywhere. But it's a good song. It's a very good song.
I think it's good. I think it's also been tied into marketing so much. So like, it's not just the mall when you go. It's everywhere you go, and then everything on TV, like. Anything that has to do with Christmas, Mariah Carey with the same song comes up, I think, every year. So I think it's just fatigue, just like how everyone liked like Let It Go from Frozen, and then all the kids in the world played it a million times and their parents hated it after about a month.
Just still like that. Love that song, too.
Well, yeah, Eric hates Frozen. So hold on, that's not a good argument because Eric just hates Frozen. So that's not.
That movie's not very good. Yeah.
All right, bad takes over here from the Wait For It podcast. What?
Saying that there's two sisters who cosplayed as Anna and Elsa.
Yeah, how dare you?
Listen,
Emily got to be a real life Disney princess. It was the cutest thing in the world. Children screamed and ran up to her, just Elsa.
Friends,
it was
the holidays.
The cutest thing in the world. It was so good.
We need to come together. Don't strife.
We're gonna break him by the end of this episode.
Come together and push community through to the next round.
I feel like we just need a vote.
Yeah, I think this requires a vote as well. So let's start. I'm just gonna go how it is on my screen. So let's start with Emily.
I'll do Mariah Carey.
Eric.
I'm going to go against Mariah Carey just out of spite.
It's just pro and anti. That's all we're voting.
Just digging that hole, Eric. How about you, Kate?
Oh, Mariah Carey.
Eli?
I really loved the Christmas Infiltration. I love Donald Glover, but I don't know, man. I'm feeling in the mood for Mariah Carey. I'm going to vote for her.
And Dylan?
Much like I always love to see Alabama lose a game, I feel like I have to also vote against Mariah Carey here. I'm going with. I also do love Community, so like that helps. Yeah. But I'm voting for Donald Glover.
Phil,
ABED baby, let's push Troy and Ahmed through.
It comes down to us, Andrew. Where are you at on this? We might. I have to figure out the tiebreaker thing very quickly.
Yeah, you did. Flip a coin.
I like how you left yourself for the end, like you've learned nothing doing your show for however many years. But I'm I'm leaning towards Community personally because also Mariah Carey fatigue, but I love that show, and I think that's probably one of the best episodes is that Christmas episode, so I'm going Community.
Yo, upset of the century to kick off the episode. What a holiday special.
Now Jay has to decide like who he
right
likes
now
better.
Yeah, no, we'll see.
Now it's personal between friends.
Well, now the decision is, do I want to figure out the tiebreaker? Because I mean, I genuinely have felt moved by All I Want for Christmas Is You for the first time in my life this year, and I feel like that means I should vote for it. That's where I'm leaning, but that would put us at 4-4.
Eli, what's your dad doing?
Yeah, I was going to say, can we call Eli's dad and have him listen to the songs real quick?
My dad. Emily, get Sam in here.
Okay, I already know I can speak for him. He does not like rap, so he would go Mariah Carey.
You heard it from Santa.
Is this what we're going to do? We're just going to do what Eli thinks his dad would
No, that's probably a bad idea.
I mean, I'm down for it.
And I've got a wheel if we need it.
A wheel.
I finally set it up. God.
What is that?
It is, looks great.
It is from 1 to 24, so we can even do odds and evens. And just
that's very cool.
There we go. Ooh,
if only you had put it up on your wall, then it would have.
Damn it. Darn it. Darn it. Christmas special.
Strike one.
Christmas canceled.
Dylan, are you going to roll a death save for Mariah Carey?
Oh, I mean, my God.
Like, I feel like the wheel, we have to spin the wheel. Like,
I think we've got
to
spin the wheel. Can you spin the wheel for us, Eric?
A dice is cool,
well,
but
Jay,
like a big gaudy wheel.
I'm voting for Mariah Carey.
Okay.
That, yeah, okay. I'll officially make this a split.
So now we're leaving it up to fate.
We're leaving it up to fate, yeah.
All right,
only one person can read that.
Yeah.
So odd will be Mariah Carey, and then even will be Community.
Yes, sure.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, and I'll bring it in.
No, it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yep. You guys got to say spin that wheel. So on three, so right, you got to say like spin that wheel.
You're all eventually going to be on what did I miss? You have to learn to spin the wheel.
So on three,
one, two,
three.
Spin that wheel. Great audio for the people listening.
Right, guys, a reluctant spin.
What we got?
22. Let's go!
All right.
Community with the upset.
I'm just going to say this. Popular things are popular because people actually like them. Also, anyone other than Phil and Eric...
was better.
Anyone other than Phil and Eric... Dylan, if I gave you a dollar, would you have known the name of that song?
No. I didn't even remember the episode until I saw that song like 5 minutes ago.
I agree.
This is a win in my heart, and I have no regrets.
Take her down.
I mean, the Patriots lost, the Yankees failed, you know, Mariah Carey.
I don't care about sports. I'm a humanities major.
It's fair.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Oh my God. Lonely Island, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe we are more than 20 minutes in. Let's move on to matchup number 2. Let's talk our 8 versus 9. We have our 8 seed, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays from NSYNC, going up against Christmas Time Is Here from Charlie Brown Holiday Christmas Special.
Vince Guaraldi? Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas Time Is Here is my number one pick. I love this. Is one
like
of my favorite songs, just in general.
That doesn't surprise me.
It checks out.
It's just I have such vivid memories of like opening presents, like, and it's nighttime, it's pitch black, and there's lights of the Christmas tree listening to this, and it's just, I love this song so much. And I love Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang.
Who put in NSYNC?
I want to know. It's so good. Like, I love it.
Yeah, no, let me say, I love, like, this is my favorite, like, Christmas song, but I like NSYNC, and this is a really great Christmas song, too. It's such a different vibe, though, because you have, like, Christmas Time Is Here. It's this, like, quiet, like, relaxing, and Yeah, this one, NSYNC, you just want to bop.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, it's so catchy and ridiculous.
This is my favorite Christmas song, and it's my favorite Christmas album. Oh my so. God.
The NSYNC Christmas song?
It's oh, a yeah, good dude. One.
It slaps. No, it's so right. good. It's so good. You can ask. I'll play this in June in a karaoke bar.
There you
so.
Go.
Was that you?
I'll see you in North Carolina. Yeah, was that?
I don't care. Gay, straight, I'll go to any karaoke bar. I don't care.
I mean, Christmas time is here is genuinely very Christmassy, and like it's a nice song, but also I'm like actively enjoying NSYNC right now, and I don't have like a nostalgic connection to Charlie Brown, unfortunately. So I'm gonna start the vote by voting for NSYNC.
Whoa,
Jay, did you just like recently get introduced to these things? First, it's Mariah Carey. Like you didn't really listen to the song. Now you're just like in the prime of NSYNC listening. Like,
hey, are you okay? Something.
That's a good time.
You're right.
Jay's in his boy band era good. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's the only way I can cope with making season 6 of Super Bracket Bros. Okay. All right. Solid. Andrew, your vote.
Well, it's hard to follow all that up, but I'm going to go with Charlie Brown because that I have much more of an attachment to that as a Christmas holiday song than the NSYNC one. Honestly, I'm not even sure I've ever heard it before. Just trying to listen to it before this recording. So it's Charlie Brown for me.
Phil?
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays all the way. Have you seen the music video, too? They're like dancing with Santa on the
He slide. Just found out this song it's existed. Great. Of course he has.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to send him the music video next. And it's going to be great.
Dylan?
I have zero nostalgia for Charlie Brown. I'm pretty sure as a child, it always just bored me out of my mind. I'm sorry for those of you that loved it, but I don't think my attention span ever handled Charlie Brown. It was so slow. I also have zero nostalgia for NSYNC. But I did like that song when I listened to it 10 minutes ago. So yeah. I'm going with
10 minutes of nostalgia for it.
Yes. I have slightly more nostalgia for NSYNC.
You're also discovering NSYNC.
I knew they existed. I just didn't listen to them.
Elon, I think.
Yeah, Christmas time is here. I love that song.
Kate.
I'm going to say Christmas time is here. I really like that whole soundtrack, and I got a record player however many years ago because I'm an insufferable hipster. But one of the first like Christmas albums I got was like a pressing of the Vince Guaraldi Trio, like the whole Christmas one. It's just, it's so nice. It's like, I don't even have that much nostalgia for the TV special. Like my husband does, but like, it's not really something that stuck with me, but I really love that music. So I'm going to do that.
All right, it's to you, Eric.
I'm going to really live up to this Grinch name. So one of my least favorite things in the whole wide world is that stop motion, like like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer-like Christmas Rankin movies. Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the second thing behind that is anything Charlie Brown. So I'm going to go with Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Sing for
it
Life.
It is very on brand, though, to have people dump on Charlie Brown, though. Like, it's almost appropriate.
True.
I mean, literally look at him. Yes.
Most of the characters in Charlie here. Brown do. I mean, come on.
I was going to say, change your name from His Grinch to Peppermint Patty.
Come kick this football.
Nerd.
That's Lucy.
Oh, whatever. Oh.
Peppermint Patty's nice to him.
We're getting Charlie Brown character names wrong.
I
so mad.
Oh, I'm heated. I'm going to go trip on a football later.
Emily, it's to you.
I have not been counting, so is it, am I, I know what I'm
no,
going
to No, I don't
say.
Want just... you to count. I want you to just vote. Don't worry
Numbers
about
Numbers are
count.
Fake.
Stop I'm the right. count.
I'm either way I'm gonna vote for Christmas Time is Here because despite being a huge NSYNC stan, I was not really aware of their Christmas album, so
what? Oh my gosh, it's so good. You gotta
I will
gotta
now go. But
we'll retroactively change that.
We are all collectively we are all collectively going to enter our boy band era.
Listen, we fought in the boy band wars, okay? We were middle schoolers in the 90s.
I have the concert shirt. Like, don't
you
don't
was, know like, what it was like.
Turning Red was it's like watching it like a documentary of my life.
Eric?
Yeah.
Get the wheel.
I voted already.
Eric voted.
We need the wheel.
It's a tie?
It's a tie. Yeah. It's 4-4.
What did you pick?
What did I picked NSYNC.
That's not 5-4. That's 5-3.
Dylan, Phil, Andrew, Jay, me.
No. What? No. Andrew voted for Charlie Brown.
Oh, did he?
And he just looks like the kind of person who
it's
would
recorded.
Vote Charlie Brown.
Remember, so two Christmas specials NSYNC. Ago.
All right, so all right. NSYNC even, Charlie Brown odd.
With that. All right, guys.
This is great for audio only. Yeah,
no, I was hoping it would make a nice like wheel sound, like it would go. Like,
you can put one in and post.
I can get it closer. Hold on, I can get it closer. Ready?
No, grab another mic. Pull another mic, Eric.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have three more mics. Come on.
We can pull up a wheel. Someone can share a wheel.
Oh my god!
On this screen. All
right, ready? All right.
Yes.
Three. Two, one.
Spin the wheel.
Wheel. Let's go. Oh, let's hear that.
Can you guys hear that? I can hear it a little bit.
All right, ASMR. What is it?
We are at three.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
I mean, dang it.
God, it's not us.
This wheel's really working out for me so far.
Yeah.
The best purchase I could have made. It took a year and a half to get that wheel. So,
dude, we almost had my sister pick one up on her road trip from California to Florida in St. Louis because they're like sold out everywhere.
Yeah. So, like, short side story because I can see your faces. So, we wanted a wheel for when we went out to conventions, and I saw this wheel at IKEA, and I didn't get it. And a week later, they were sold out across the United States.
Yes, literally. We checked Orlando. We checked Tampa. We could not find them anywhere.
And it's been...
And people were, like, reselling them on eBay for hundreds of dollars.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Ridiculous. So I spent, $100 on this really big wheel that I didn't want.
Poopy.
Oh, God. You need a sign.
I need it.
Yeah, you need a sign.
But I know Jay's
in it. Back there on your wall.
Yeah, so anyway, year and a half later,
spoken
they
like a freeloading co-host.
It.
Good job.
Someone else loaded it. That's my role. Yeah.
You need to like make friends who are good at crafts. I'm telling you, man. You can save a lot of money.
That's
that
what
way.
I said. We needed to like hire like someone to make one, but
yes.
It never happened.
It's plywood. It costs nothing.
A wheel company.
They could do a wheelie. Good job.
What's next?
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
Well, that's been great. That's me. I'll see you later.
And that's a wrap for Kikabala, everybody.
Hey, you have an odd number now. It's fine. I can go.
All right. Next, we have our four. We have our 4 versus 13. We have Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson at our number 4, going up against Frank Sinatra and Baby, It's Cold Outside.
We kind of have a history of Baby, It's Cold Outside on these Christmas specials. I'm curious, who picked
it? Oh, yeah. I absolutely did. I'm not sorry. Yeah. I will not apologize. I heard this song, I think, when I was 15, and I was like, this is adorable. And then every time I have heard it, I have heard so many good renditions of it. I have heard gender-swapped renditions. I have heard solo renditions. I'm like, this captures the like terminology and like slang of the era. It is a time capsule of a piece. It is fine. People say that it's not a good song. People say that it hasn't aged well. People say, oh, it's creepy. I'm like, I'm so sorry that you've ever like tried to like, you know, subtly be like, man, I, you know, don't know how to figure this out. I have appearances to keep up, but I don't want to deal with them.
I want to say, Kate, used to be firmly against this song, but after doing research, and as a fellow film snob, I realize some things don't age maybe appropriately well. And I see now this song is definitely like an old school romantic comedy, but in like a Christmas song form. So I still think some of it is a little dicey, but and maybe a lot of that is like modern interpretations. But after reading it, I was like, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. It's a 40s screwball comedy of a song.
No,
that's
exactly.
Just what it is. Yeah,
it's basically like bringing up Baby, but romantic,
exactly,
you know, comedy situation. So yeah, I don't have as much hatred for this song. I appreciate. I do think it might be a little bit dated, but I think it does have some merit. When like,
oh yeah, because Christmas songs are all very notoriously up to date and very and very modernized.
The only thing I think about when I hear "Baby, It's Cold Outside" is I think I think of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Dennis Reynolds going, because of the implication.
The implication.
Yeah. No, she really can't stay, but because of the implication. Yeah.
You said that word implication a couple times. I don't think I'm what you're meaning.
But I do appreciate the newer perspective because I've always just thought this. I mean, and you know the song's a little creepy, but thank you for sharing. I'm still gonna vote for Kelly Clarkson.
Don't patronize me, Jay. It's fine. You can vote against me. I
was gonna say too. She was talking about how like some Christmas songs, like what Christmas songs are modern. Well, Underneath the Tree is my offering to you because that was my song.
Oh,
nice.
And it's a great song. I don't think of a lot of like post 2000 songs. There's a couple of them, like the NSYNC one whenever that came out. But like post 2000s, like there's not a lot of new Christmas songs. And this one's legit.
I had never heard this song before this.
Oh, it slaps. It's good.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's a banger. It's a great song.
This was on my
never
list
heard it.
Too.
Yeah, I had the same like reaction as All I Want for Christmas. I actually sat down and listened to this, and I was like, oh, this is actually really fun.
A much different tone from Baby, It's Cold Outside. But I will agree, I also think people hate on that song a little bit too much. It is a classic.
Well, it's weird, so.
You're weird.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to send it to you.
Stop! Stop!
Don't
Let's
do
come
that.
Together!
We're not co-hosts. We can fight. It's fine.
Let's start with Eric this time.
Yeah, underneath the tree is definitely where I'm going. Kelly Clarkson, heavy hitter here. I'm curious to see how far she'll go, but first round win is a must. So let's do this.
I thought you were talking about Kelly Clarkson as a person for a second. I was like, she won American Idol. She's doing great. You don't have to worry about her.
She could really use the help.
She could use the win. Yeah.
Have you heard about her? She's a bright kid.
She really needs to beat Frank
she's
Sinatra.
She's got a future.
just to get over that hump, you know. But let's Kate?
It's Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Eli?
As much as I do appreciate Baby, It's Cold Outside now, I still musically like Underneath the Tree more because it is just, I just want to just kind of run around on the street with presents and just put them on underneath people's trees. So,
Dylan?
I think this is the first round where I'm not voting against a song because I do think that both of these songs are good. but for me personally, I like Baby It's Cold Outside just like as a like goofy, like two like grand for me, I think of like my grandparents like goofily flirting or whatever. And it's, you know, it's a nice, cute little thing. So,
Phil,
as Steve Carell once yelled in the classic 40-year-old Virgin,
don't yell it.
Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Andrew.
Man, I was leaning, Baby, It's Cold Outside, but Phil, he really knows how to. Yeah, I'm going with the old school here. I'm going to go with Baby, It's Cold Outside.
All right, I'm going Underneath the Tree. This is back to Emily.
Why do you keep doing this to me?
I know, I did it. I did it on accident. I'm sorry.
He literally snuck in there really quick. It was like, I'm just gonna go in there, Emily.
He didn't even explain why he voted. Just I'm going. He said the order, tree. And Emily.
He said order of the screen earlier. I think he's full of it.
Yeah. So it's funny because I actually put Underneath the Tree in my top three as well. So both of us submitted it. So that's why I was curious about that. I just think that it's I am voting for that. I love Baby, It's Cold Outside, but also I just think it's nice that like a early aughts or like past 2010 Christmas song is like coming to the zeitgeist and really like rocked. Like I couldn't think of another one. So I like it.
All right, with that. Baby, It's Cold Outside falls. We have our first actual deciding vote that was not decided by a wheel. So congratulations.
You guys are in the wheel anyway?
No.
Congratulations, everybody.
I've got it ready.
Next up, we have our 5 versus 12. We have Sleigh Ride from Ella Fitzgerald going up against Wizards in Winter from Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
For me, the kind of like vitriol people have for All I Want for Christmas being the mall Christmas song. To me, it's Sleigh Ride is my mall Christmas song. When I think of it, I just think of like commercials and like walking through the mall on Christmas and hearing it. So for me, that's like, I don't dislike the song, especially when it's sung by the Ella Fitzgerald. But I think when people are like, oh, All I Want for Christmas is like overplayed, for me, that's the energy I get from Sleigh Ride. I honestly didn't know the name of the song was Sleigh Ride until they posted it.
It's in a lot of movies.
Yeah, like, that too, like, that too.
Yeah.
God, but I love Ella Fitzgerald so much.
So good.
She's amazing.
So are you voting against Sleigh Ride, or do you also like Wizards in Winter?
Oh, I love Wizards in Winter, though. So, okay. Like, it's just so cool. Like, even as a kid, I was just like, this is so, like, this is Christmas song, but it's so like epic and exciting, and it gives like this mythological feeling to the Christmas holiday, which I think is so cool. Where other ones like, you know, Christmas Time Is Here is so quiet and peaceful. You know, you have All I Want for Christmas being an exciting Christmas party song. Wizards of Winter is just its own thing, and I think that's so cool. It makes Christmas epic. So yeah, I love Wizards in Winter.
So who submitted Wizards in Winter? Was it Andrew or Dylan?
I am gonna level with you, Jay. I have no idea what I submitted.
So. I had to think about it. Emily asked me, and I was like, "Oh,
I'm that like co-host energy right there."
I'm still trying to deduce who didn't submit anything.
Because we were missing one.
Yes, we're still missing one.
Oh, that might have been Dylan.
No, I did submit because I did Carol of the Bells, but the other two, I was like,
yeah, there were two Carol of the Bells.
I'll just pick two other songs.
We're really doing that.
I know one of them's not here because
Jay,
it's
Jay, what
not
if you forgot
and
you're just trying to guess?
No. There were six entries. I didn't like put mine in because I didn't need to. But like, so I'm trying. It's like a game of werewolf. I'm like trying to figure out who didn't.
No, yeah, it's just like a Christmas party werewolf.
Yeah, I mean, Wizards in Winter is genuinely quite excellent. Sleigh Ride is overdone, but I mean, I kind of put this in the same category as It's the Most Wonderful Time of Year for me. Like, this is classic enough that I still enjoy it when I do hear it. So yeah, this one's pretty tough.
I feel like Trans-Siberian Orchestra is one of those things where, like, you either have, like, a very deep nostalgia associated with it, or you just fully don't. And I feel like, for me, like, it just fully missed me. I, like...
Yeah, same here.
I think I heard it, like, at one point, like, later, and I think, like, my husband said that he'd, like, gone to see them once. But I was just like, I don't, like, this isn't part of my, like, oh, this is the story of, like, you know, how I learned about this. Like, it's just, I feel like if it missed you, it's like... There's no getting that like peak time to listen to it back.
Yeah, for me, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is always like who I see. There's always tickets for sale on Ticketmaster, and I don't really know anything else.
Yeah, too much, and the people who are going to it are so hype, and you're like, okay,
it's great, it's excellent. But yeah, like you said, I don't share that nostalgia for it.
Yep,
but it is excellent
for me. And the reason that I put this song on my list was driving around listening to Christmas lights, listening to all the, you know, the same eight Christmas songs come on the radio over and over. And then every once in a while, there'd be one that had like electric guitar in it. And it was like, okay, what is this? I'm into this. This sounds a little bit more of what I'm into than everything else I've been subjected to in this car ride. So for me, that was kind of what turned me onto them. I've never actually seen them live. I've wanted to a few times, but this is like the go-to Trans-Siberian song, at least for me. When I think of them, this is the one that I think of. But they have a few others that I really like. But this one kind of represented them as a whole for me. So that was why I submitted it to this competition.
Yeah, this is like as a child that grew up listening to metal, like this was the closest I could get most people to listen to something heavier than just like normal music. So yeah, Wizards in Winter is definitely like...
And we'll revisit that theme later.
Let's start voting. So, Andrew, do I have your vote for Wizards in Winter?
Yeah, it's a pretty safe bet.
Phil?
I'm going to go with Sleigh Ride.
Dylan?
I do like Sleigh Ride, so I'm not like, I don't hate that song like Eli does, but Wizards in Winter for me.
Eli?
I would like to refute what Dylan just said, but I'm going to go with Wizards in Winter.
Whoa.
Kate.
I'm going to go sleigh ride.
Eric?
Wizards in Winter.
Emily?
Sleigh ride.
And I am going to go with Wizards in Winter here, putting the vote to 5-3 for Wizards in Winter.
Oh, man, I thought I had
it. Not the wheel.
Nothing else, just to avoid the wheel. My God.
Don't spin that.
Put that down.
You guys are going to have a bad time when we bring you on. So,
sounds like it. Wheel. I'm going to pick three other words and just say them each time.
So this next matchup is our 2 versus 15. And in fact is actually a repeat of the finals from 2020.
Are you serious?
Oh, no way.
Yes, this is it's.
I was gonna ask what won then. That's very funny.
I remember that.
Oh, so you didn't listen to it then?
No, I did. It was just 2020. A lot has happened since then. I'm sorry.
She wasn't my co-host.
There was a pandemic. I was tired.
Excuses.
It's the most wonderful
time to listen to podcasts.
It's the most wonderful time of year by Andy Williams at number 2, going up against Carol of the Bells by August Burns Red.
Sigh.
Andy Williams.
This is giving me PTSD.
Yeah. No, yeah, this was the big one.
You guys.
And Andy Williams was the winner of 2020.
Wow.
And yeah, no. Surprised. This one's it's an all-time favorite for me. And I think that's where I voted then. Maybe where I'll vote today.
Yeah, so as someone who put both of these songs on their list, this is going to be difficult.
Oh, no.
This is going to be tough. I would say, though, as much as I love Carol of the Bells, I love it a lot for a lot of the reasons that Andrew mentioned. Like, this is the song that would come on that wasn't the traditional, like, classic Christmas song. And it was a little different, and every rendition that has happened, I think to Kate, when she talked about Baby, It's Cold Outside, that's how I feel about this. It's not going to be better than probably one of my favorite songs, which is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That song instantly kicks me into Christmas gear every time. And it's one of the only classic songs that still can do that to this day. So this is that's where I'm going to go to make it easy. So you don't have to come back to me because I might change my mind and I'll be upset.
Carol of the Bells is my number one. So that is... Like, I am not a big Christmas music person, but that is one that will make its rotation throughout the Christmas season. I also feel like I have to mention that I've been hearing It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year all year because some allergy medication has put it in their commercial and has just been running it all year.
Yeah,
and so it'll
right.
just pop up, and I'm just like, I'm every time I hear it, I'm like, it is... Like
I
April, dessert it is not Christmas time. What is going on here? So that was just my like Hail Mary to try to sway some votes towards Carol of the Bells. So.
I don't even think it's the most wonderful time.
I was gonna say you got allergies.
I do want to shout out. I do like this rendition of Carol of the Bells, but I mean, just in general, I love Carol of the Bells as just a song, regardless of whatever iteration. I just think it's such a great melody, and I do have a soft spot for Carol of the Bells because of the like YouTube videos of you know the house lights synchronizing with it. I just think that's the coolest stuff. But I mean, Andy Williams is one of my favorite singers just in general, and like Jay said, this is very much like the Christmas song. For me. So, yeah, I like both these songs a lot, but it's hard to go against Andy.
Can I count that as a vote for you, Eli?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Andrew, are you with Carol of the Bells here?
I'm also experiencing some deja vu here as well. But Carol of the Bells was, my number one pick as well. Fantastic song. Kind of, it spawned this whole yearly tradition with August Burns Red where they would release a new song every year and they did a full album, and actually their version of Jingle Bells is probably one of my favorite songs to listen to at Christmas, but I couldn't justify putting that on my list as well, so I went with a different third pick. But yeah, that no question, this is my number one. But I'm remembering now a lot of the same talking points that we did the first time this came up, and so I have a feeling I know how this is gonna go.
Yeah, I'm here. So let's Let's go to Emily, and then we'll finish off with our final two voters who were not here in 2020. So, Emily, where's your vote at?
There we go. Yeah, I'm going to go with the classic for me. It's the most wonderful time of year.
Now to Kate.
I'm going to go, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I have recently like heard some very cool covers of Carol of the Bells, and that's like, I think it's one that a lot of people do really interesting things with covers. Like Ash Nico just did a cover of it that like rules. It's so good. But like there are a bunch of like, that's one that like, I feel like when people redo it, it's they almost always do something new and interesting with it. And so I think like as, you know, as a sort of bass song, it's very cool. But I just, you know, it's not one that like really holds much like nostalgia or anything or sentimentality to me. So I'm going to go Andy Williams.
Phil?
I'm going Carol the Bells. I honestly think it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's a tad bit overrated, I'm going to be honest. It's a good song, but Carol the Bells is awesome. I'm going to that.
Yeah, nice. Good time for that heart to go out.
Whoa. Community crew, stand strong.
That is going to do it. That is, it's the most wonderful time of the year. 5-3. Moving on. I'm pretty sure it was like 6-3 or something similar when we did it in 2020. So yeah, some deja vu happening. But let's see if our champion can continue moving on. But first, let's go to our 7 versus 10. We have A Holly Jolly Christmas versus This Christmas.
I am so torn between these two because Burl Ives is one of my favorite singers, but that 70s R&B soul sound is one of my favorite genres. So I love This Christmas too. I'm very torn right now. I like both these songs a lot.
Who added This Christmas?
Yeah, that's a clutch ad.
No,
I'm kind of disappointed I didn't think of it because I love that song.
Yeah. There are so many different versions of this, so many covers of this too that I really love. The Tori Kelly version, Christina Aguilera, Neo, CeeLo Green, John Legend, Backstreet Boys. There's so much. There's a Mary J. Blige version. Yeah, totally. I'm not looking at another screen. lots of versions. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not very fond of A Holly Jolly Christmas. So This Christmas was an easy inclusion for me. It's my vote, Jay.
I got it locked in. Lock it up.
I added Holly Jolly Christmas to this was like my number two. So, and this growing up, I did really love the Rankin Bass animations for Christmas and stuff like this. So this just reminds me of that whole time of year. And it's just so silly and lighthearted. And so this just kind of gets me, you know, in a good mood. So that would be my vote.
Kate, what's your vote?
I'm going to say Holly Jolly Christmas because similarly, I also coincidentally grew up with a lot of the Rankin Bass movies. It's crazy, I know. I literally was flipping channels this morning, and while my husband and I were wrapping Christmas presents, I found a channel that was playing a bunch of the Rankin Bass specials, and I was like, oh, we're watching these. He's like, yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, Holly Jolly Christmas. Well,
let's toss it to Eric.
I like both of these songs. I don't have anything negative to say about Holly Jolly Christmas. This Christmas has a vibe to it. So it's just the vibe that you're looking for Christmas songs. And every time it's on, I'm nodding my head. My foot's tapping. So This Christmas is my vote.
Dylan.
Yeah, I also like both of these songs. Like, obviously, nostalgia for Holly Jolly Christmas, especially seeing it in the Rankin Bass holiday specials, which I also do enjoy. But This Christmas is just a cool, like, groovy song. So that's gonna, like, this to me feels like my closest vote here. And I'm going with This Christmas.
Groovy is a good word for that.
Andrew, where's your vote?
I think I'm gonna go Holly Jolly Christmas for this one. I don't really have strong feelings about either of these, but tying it back to the connection to the old movies, like we've been talking about, that's probably the stronger pull for me. But these are both they're both pretty equal in my opinion. So I'm gonna go Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah, I think I'm in a pretty similar boat to you. I have just the faintest nostalgia for a Holly Jolly Christmas. I enjoy it. It is very Christmassy. Like, it's definitely like up there and in the classics that I do hold in high regard. But listening to this Christmas, you want to talk about songs that are just genuinely good songs. Like, this is really just an awesome track. So I'm voting for This Christmas, leaving the final vote to Eli.
Oh, I really don't. I don't want to pick because I agree with you.
As soon as you said I'm on the fence, I'm really torn. I was gonna make you vote last.
Savage.
Well, because I think this. So I totally agree with you. This Christmas, I think, is not just a good Christmas song. It's just a great song in general. And I mean, Donny Hathaway is one like the great R&B singers. But I love Burl Ives and I love the Rankin Bass movies. This sucks. I don't like this.
You have to kill one, Eli.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
Take one out back.
Yeah.
I think if you twist my arm, I'm going to go Holly Jolly Christmas. The nostalgia is so strong. Rankin Bass movies were one of my first like big inspirations in like filmmaking and stuff. So it's hard to take that away from Holly Jolly Christmas.
Eric. It's that time of the special again.
1 second, guys.
So excited.
I put it so far away.
I don't know why you would do that.
There's a wheel. You guys know the drill. 3, 2, 1.
Spin. That's going to be so fun. That's going to be so fun to edit.
What's slowly. Even on?
Because I want to make sure
count
you guys
faster.
Do it.
We didn't.
Odd is a Holly Jolly Christmas. This Christmas is even.
Yep.
It is number 3.
A Holly.
No!
Jolly. Yeah. Holly Jolly Christmas.
A Holly Jolly Christmas moves on. That, brings.
How is it that of the 3 songs I selected, Community moved on? I was just happy to be here. I was just happy to be here.
I think that song was pushed forward because of some anti-Mariah Carey.
I was going to say, we weren't voting for that one. Yeah. They were voting against the other one.
I just didn't know you guys loved Community so much. This is great.
Shut up.
You've created a Community hater.
Wait till I tell the fan group about this.
I truly love that show, too.
We love Community. Yeah,
good.
It is.
I taught at a community college. It is the truest portrayal of a community college.
Yeah, it really
is. At least the first few seasons.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Chevy Chase got weird. And Dan Harmon got real weird.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do.
Has not aged well.
Yeah. We won't talk about things that haven't aged well.
What's our next song?
But Baby It's Cold Outside, though.
It's another version of It's Baby. No, we have 3 versus 14. We have Feliz Navidad versus I Saw 3 Ships.
Okay.
Can someone explain?
Yes, okay. I Saw 3 Ships was my 3rd, so it's because somebody didn't vote or something.
So it's your fault.
But no. But I mean, I was really confused when I saw it on here, and I was like, what is happening? So it's the version, it was on this like random compilation Christmas album that our mom bought, and it's by Sting, and it's just this really beautiful version of this song. And growing up, we were, went to church a lot, and so it just kind of reminds me of like, singing all the Christmas carols in church and stuff like that. Not to say that, to bring any sort of religion into this at all. It's just a really beautiful song that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you, Emily, for putting it on because I've heard this song before, but I didn't know that was the name of it. And then I was listening to it. I was like, oh yeah. And I started humming along to it. I was like, that was such like, oh, this is such a great song. And I think Sting does a great cover.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful. I know it's a weird one. So
yeah, no, I genuinely agree. If I had heard the song before, I didn't remember it. And so listening to it for the first time, I genuinely enjoyed it. So, but against Feliz Navidad, which is genuinely a classic. Sure.
It's a heavyweight.
There's a reason to number 3.
I learned this. I learned this song in like third grade music class. We were singing it, so this is like just
cute.
Just like pillar of my like music journey. So I'm honestly mad I didn't include it. I didn't even think about putting it on. And then when I saw it, I was just like, oh, I'm a bad fan.
I think Feliz Navidad might have been like my number two song. I think that it might have been. I'm not like 100% on that. And I, as I said previously, I forgot what I put on my list outside of number one. I love Feliz Navidad, and so I feel like I would have put it on this list.
Let's start with some voting. Dylan, why don't you go ahead? Is it Feliz Navidad?
Yeah, I mean, the Sting version of I Saw Three Ships is fantastic. Like, Sting is great. But Feliz Navidad is, like, genuinely one of my favorite Christmas songs. Outside, that's not like a metal cover of Christmas.
Eli.
Feliz Navidad. It's a classic. It's near and dear to my heart.
I think I'm going to go Feliz Navidad. It's real fun. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Eric?
Now, to be fair, I did not know what that song was. I also have never been in the, I've never been in the mood to listen to Sting during Christmas. So for those two reasons.
You just didn't know the right song.
No, that's totally fair.
Listen to it afterwards and then text me.
I'm saying I'm the problem. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. So, yeah, I'm going to go Feliz Navidad.
Emily.
I mean, I'm going to go with I Saw Three Ships, but, you know, Feliz Navidad slaps. So.
Yeah, it does. As much as, it's got to be Feliz Navidad for me as well, but.
Totally fine.
To Andrew.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad was my third submission because I couldn't do a second August Burns Red song. I couldn't justify it to myself. And I personally don't like Sting or the Police like at all. So it's definitely Feliz Navidad for me.
Phil?
Yeah, sorry, Feliz Navidad. But whenever I think of Sting, I just think of that Family Guy bit where he's like, "Say basamba, say basamba." I remember when I went to that Sting concert, and I just think of his voice from Family Guy.
He's also really good on South Park too.
Yeah. That's 7-1 for Feliz Navidad.
New champion.
That
new
was
champion.
Like a, that was like a respectable 7-1 though. We were all just like, "No, this is great. This is great." But you're mad.
I don't know.
You had been part of the bracket.
Emily even knew that she didn't want it to be there. You guys were like, "No, it's totally fine." I looked over to Andrew, and we both had the same face of just like, "Ooh, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be tough."
All right, let's move on to our final first round match. We have White Christmas versus Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Which version of White Christmas?
Bing Crosby.
Okay.
I should have put the from the movie White Christmas, but I mean it's the same song, so it doesn't matter. I picked this one for my second. Christmas Time Is Here is one of my favorite, not just Christmas songs, but songs in general. White Christmas is also one of my favorite songs. I love Bing Crosby. This was my go-to Christmas song forever. I sing it to myself even when it's not in Christmas time. I just love the lyrics and the sound of it. So yeah, I really love White Christmas. And I also love the movies that he sings it in. Like, they're just such classic holiday staples in my house.
Yeah, that sums it up.
I
rest my case.
I'll be the guy. This is probably the weakest matchup in the bracket so far, right? Like, by like a clear mile.
I feel the opposite.
What do you mean by that?
I love White Christmas, but I also love Rudolph
White
the Red Nose.
Christmas is boring.
Yeah, and like Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer is. What it is like? This feels like the most like. I mean, I hate to say it, it's the most mid part of the bracket.
Oh man, I was like, no, Rudolph is also one of my favorite Christmas songs. That was like one of the first like narrative songs I ever listened to as a kid, and I was just like, oh my god, it's a whole story, but in a song format. So I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and that story and everything, and also the Rankin-Bass version of the I love that too to death. So I'm the complete opposite of Eric. This is like a strong one, but by virtue of White Christmas being there, like I have to vote for White Christmas. But to me, these are two of my top ones.
I think a little bit of this is also, remember Eric said he doesn't like that animation style from the Rudolph.
Yeah, totally understandable. Yeah. Totally understandable. Yeah.
I think it's just carrying over.
Yeah, no, I just like, there's just not a lot to say about either of these songs, though. Like, they just, I'm not saying that as like a hyper negative thing. It's just like, these are classics, and they're just like, they're pretty good classics. Like, you know, they're not all timers for me personally. But I mean, I guess I'll kick off the voting. I would vote for Rudolph. I guess, like, if there's one that's going to be more nostalgia that I you know, could tap a foot to, it's going to be Rudolph. So, but I'll toss it to Andrew.
White Christmas is a movie that we watch every year. We went and saw it in theaters, I think, a couple years ago when they were showing it. So it's like a big family tradition to watch White Christmas, to the point where, like, it can be on and I don't even have to look at the screen. I just hear the words and know exactly what's happening in that movie. Like, it's ingrained in my brain. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is also nostalgic, but revisiting that movie, I find it kind of more obnoxious than I did as a kid, especially with some of the sound effects and stuff with, like, his nose lighting up and stuff. And the song is like it's a children's song, which is good. But if I was going to pick and vote for one of these, pitting them against each other, I would go White Christmas.
Phil.
I'll go Rudolph as the one that I have, I guess, more, a little bit more fondness of. I don't really have any explanation. I'll just go Rudolph.
I'm rating these based on the movies they're in.
What we're doing here. But both, okay.
Well, you know, I make my own rules, Jay. Both movies are ones that, like, I feel like my family watches every Christmas. But White Christmas is probably the one I would rather watch just a little bit more than Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Like, both are close. Both are good songs. I think White Christmas is just a little bit better for me.
Let's go to Eric.
Yeah, I'm also doing my own thing here, specifically voting which one's more likely to lose to Feliz Navidad. So, for that reason, and that reason alone, I'm going Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. Wow. Accurate.
Hey, let's jump to Kate.
The integrity of these games is shattered.
Yeah, listen, one thing I'll be is transparent. Okay, you'll never think I'm lying. I'll always tell you the truth.
It's funny because I grew up watching the Rudolph movie, and I love that movie. I still dearly love it. I will absolutely watch it. I didn't grow up watching White Christmas, but, like, it's absolutely my jam. Like, I've watched it, like, the last few years, and I really like that movie. But separated out from the movies, obviously, because this is a song bracket, I would rather listen to White Christmas than I would listen to Rudolph. So, movies notwithstanding, they're both lovely. I'm going to say White Christmas.
Eli.
Oh, White Christmas. I'm like Team White Christmas. That sounds really bad.
Never mind. Don't say that.
I'm not gonna say that. Redact.
No.
No. I'm team Bing Crosby singing White Christmas.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Good recovery. Nice, nice. Emily. Cancel. Are you Team White Christmas?
You don't have to answer that. I'm your lawyer.
I don't want to say my answer anymore. I'm really comfortable. Jeez Louise. I am going to vote for the song White Christmas. Thank you.
Not the movie.
And I end my turn.
I yield my time.
That is 5-3. That is 5-3 for White Christmas to move on to the second round, which
I place White Christmas in attack mode and end my turn.
You've activated my trap card.
Feliz Navidad.
You've activated Feliz Navidad.
Attack mode is fitting.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to our back to the
guys. Is the Shadow Realm just listening to All I Wanted for Christmas Is You nonstop for eternity?
No, well, hopefully, yeah. That's where
no,
we sent
definitely.
It.
No, that's hell.
Absolutely.
Whoa. Jeez. Oh, Jesus. I know there's no swearing, but that, like, is dialogue also something we should take in mind?
Let's move to the back to the top of the bracket. Entering the second round, we have our 16 seed. That advanced.
Here we are.
by virtue here we are, baby. Of the wheel. Christmas infiltration going up against Christmas time is here.
Different vibes.
Yeah. When I read Christmas Infiltration, I truly assumed that it was some like Ramones like punk song that I've never heard of. And I was like, all right, bring it on. And then I was like, oh, it's this. Okay. This. I went, yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm firmly planting on Christmas time is here. It's like, it's not just great, like, Christmas. The Vince Guaraldi Trio, that's one of my favorite jazz bands. Like, they introduced me to, like, West Coast jazz. That's one of my favorite genres. So even beyond Christmas, like, this song just, I don't know, I think it's great. And it's just a good introductory to that sort of world of music of, you know, West Coast jazz, soft jazz, kind of that mellower opposite of, like, a bebop or something. So, yeah, I think Christmas Time is Here is a staple.
Phil, your response.
I would like Pierce Hawthorne to bully Charlie Brown. So let's. I'm sticking with Community, and I'm going to ride this train till the wheels fall off.
Let's jump to you, Kate.
I'm going to vote Christmas Time is Here. I have nothing else to say about it.
Understood. Understood.
I yield my time.
To Emily.
I'm going to go the same. I'm going to go for Christmas Time is Here.
Andrew?
This might be the last chance I get, so Community. Let's do it.
Can we all just stop and just watch the episode? Maybe really quick. I'll put it on.
No.
I'll share my screen. Andrew?
Yeah, share the screen. We won't get any audio. But
I'll act you'll out get the all
watch
of it for you.
With
I'll
do ads all of it on you. Hulu. Yeah.
We all just have to stay really quiet. Yeah,
that'll be more interesting than watching Charlie Brown. So,
my vote.
Sorry, you don't understand nuances.
Those kids can't even spell nuance.
Linus can.
Like most of the characters from Community can? Come on.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Troy specifically.
Jay, take that over. Take that over.
I'm drowning here. I'm drowning.
I lied when I said they yielded my time. I'm back. I'm sorry. I want my time back.
I'm going to do something perhaps controversial here. I'm going to vote Community. Because I don't think I would. I don't know if I would vote for it for any other song here in the second round, but it went up against the one I don't care about. So it's Community for me. Down to Eric.
I mean, do I even have to say it?
Yeah, for posterity.
No, he's not voting. He's abstaining.
He's abstaining?
It's fine.
Okay, you're abstaining. Dylan.
Yeah. Christmas infiltration all the way.
Dylan?
He's giving me his vote by proxy.
I was going to say I'm going to join Phil and Andrew and everybody on the sinking ship that is Community, but it sounds like Community's winning this round.
It's infiltrated this competition.
Yeah.
On keeping on brands.
I'm not being invited next year, so I am going down.
With that vote, that is a resounding win for our 16 seed, Christmas Infiltration. Moving on to...
I do love the thematics, the song about infiltrating Christmas and sabotaging it. It's sabotaging all these Christmas songs.
Honestly,
bracket.
Yeah. It's a little on the nose.
There you go.
I think this might meme its way to victory.
I am getting a Christmas Infiltration Final Four t-shirt made. I'm kidding.
All right, next we have Underneath the Tree, Kelly Clarkson against TSO's Wizards in Winter.
I'm pretty firmly in Wizards in Winter camp. Underneath the Christmas Tree has always like just been one of the background, like the Mariah Carey's and stuff. And I don't dislike it. Listening to it now, I enjoy it. But man, Wizards in Winter is just so ingrained in my brain for Christmas time. I both like it more as a song and also as a Christmas song. So yeah, Wizards in Winter for sure.
Really think it's interesting. You seem to have been traumatized by the one time I made you go last, and now you're just kind of launching out there at the first moment.
You won't get me.
That was the one I was like iffy about. Here I'm just like, yeah, I'm definitely sure.
I would probably lean Wizards in Winter here as well. I Underneath the Tree is genuinely a great song, but Wizards in Winter, I mean, the same memories of like that is the song that I want to hear when I'm at a light show. You know, like that's what's going to make it awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think these are both excellent. I'm going to lean towards Underneath the Tree. But yeah, that light show argument, that's a solid argument. But I'm going to go, honestly, I'm just going to admit it's a little bit unfair because I just heard this song for the first time. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is a great song. And I love Kelly Clarkson. So I'll go with Underneath the Tree.
Let's go to Andrew.
Yeah, I'm going to join the bracket bros and pick the one I submitted, Wizards in Winter.
What? A hot take.
Dylan.
Underneath the Tree is a song that I wouldn't turn off if it came up in my Christmas playlist.
High praise.
Like, it's a good song. I like it. But Wizards in Winter is the song I would, like, seek out in the Christmas playlist and start with, you know? And so I'm going to go Wizards in Winter.
That's a good, like, gauge of that. I definitely understand exactly. I know exactly what you mean by that. I'm like, yeah, for sure. I get it.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to go Underneath the Tree. I have no TSO. I don't want to say affinity. I don't want to say obligation. I guess attachment. Connection. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that. Mm-hmm.
She hates it.
It's actually the worst that I want to barf, but you know, to each their own.
I've never heard it in a gay bar for karaoke, so not for me.
I mean, honestly, I just need to go to more karaoke nights, honestly. God, if someone did TSO at a karaoke night.
I was going to say, it's just like an acapella choir that's getting up there that's like just
eight people file on the karaoke stage. I'm like, what is happening here?
That's you, Emily.
No, it's Underneath the Tree, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go for the song that I put in here.
Understand. Eric.
We're keeping it interesting, Emily.
Right? Gotta stay true.
Also Underneath the Tree. So that is a personal favorite of mine.
You can't just vote for the wheel. Absolutely. You can't just, like, don't.
No, Underneath the Tree was my third song on my list. And it is a highly underrated song. I still don't think, I think in 10 years, it will continue to climb up into the Mount Rushmores of Christmas songs. You know what I mean? Like, it's not there yet, and that's fine. But
there's only four spots on Mount Rushmore, Eric.
I said into like,
but it's
like
number four.
How many Mount Rushmores do you think there are?
What?
You said Mount Rushmores plural.
Well, you know what? There might be four that can be on Mount Rushmore, but there can only
just
be one
the wheel.
On the wheel.
We have to pick numbers.
TSO is odd.
These are both.
Underneath the Tree is even.
Okay. There we go.
Thank you.
Just spin the wheel, Eric. Just spin it.
No! Eli, get everybody in the holiday spirit.
Then count to three faster.
There we go. Yes.
Ready? One, two, three, spin
the wheel.
Why are you doing it so slow? He told us to do it. He was like,
I know, but why?
You know,
God. Right. It's odd.
That's TSO.
TSO.
Wizards in Winter moves on to the final four.
We need to do the wheel every time because my songs keep winning every time we spin it.
All right. We have...
The wheel is
our
rigged.
Number two seed is the most wonderful time of year going up against a holly jolly Christmas.
They're both like very much the nothing, not exactly the same vibe, but yeah, it's like the same kind of like.
I think Holly Jolly Christmas invokes a very specific kind of Christmas, and like me specifically, the most wonderful time of the year feels more like amorphous, all like Christmas entity, if that makes sense. Like when I think Holly Jolly Christmas, I think of like the Christmas specials, like the Rankin Bass. I think of like, you know, sitting around a fire and everything with most wonderful time of the year. I imagine like driving into a Christmas town, going through a Christmas mall, like Holly Jolly Christmas, I feel is more for like intimate Christmas moments. Like, most wonderful time of the year is for like large scale like Christmas entity.
I agree with that actually. Yeah. I think they're both top tier, if not maybe the top song for both of those settings. So I think it's gonna. I think because it's the most wonderful time of the year. Obviously, has last year behind it, or the first year you guys did this, and many of us have said it's one of our favorite songs. I think this is the hardest path of the bracket, and this was probably not a great matchup actually. I think there's a real shot for either of these songs.
I think I'm gonna put my flag down right now. I'm gonna say Holly Jolly Christmas. Because the memory I have of that song, that's why I made that comparison, because I have such a specific fond memory for Holly Jolly Christmas, where I can't point to a specific memory with Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That's just a ubiquitous Christmas song I always hear. Holly Jolly Christmas, I remember sitting in the TV around, like, opening presents to the Rankin Bass specials. So I'm going to go Holly Jolly Christmas. I got to go Burl
Ives. I'll just go ahead and match your vote there. I'm going to vote for Andy Williams here. This is my favorite. It won, you know, no bearing on the fact that it won the last time we did this. Like, look, you know me. I want the upset. But that should show you how much I really enjoy this song that I'm gonna vote for it here. You have two very similar song vibes. But yeah, no, it's the most wonderful time of year for me personally. So that's gonna be my vote. Let's swing it down to Kate.
I'm going to do Holly Jolly Christmas. I like both of these, but It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is one of those that, like, if I've heard it too many times, I'm just like, okay, I get it. Like, all right, I understand. And Holly Jolly Christmas, I'm just like, all right, I'm here to have a good time. It's fine.
Emily.
I am struggling. I don't know why this one's so hard for me. it's like a sneak attack. I guess I should probably go for the one that I put in the bracket.
No, that's not necessary. No, I
was going to ask if people often vote against their choices.
Absolutely not.
No, yeah, it doesn't seem.
No. Really? Okay. No.
Normally it's like, I'll die on option. This hill. Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Holly Jolly Christmas. It's a good time.
Eric.
It's tough, but I have to go with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. I will say it's not an easy decision, but had this Christmas moved on, a real argument for an upset here. So I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like that would have been where the magic could have really happened for me. But no, I'm going to stick with the OG.
Dylan.
I am going to go with a Holly Jolly Christmas. Number one, just because I like it better, but also number two, when I'm thinking of, like, it's the most wonderful time of year, it's like, it's the most wonderful time of year for me versus, like, hey, you have a Holly Jolly Christmas. I want to send those wishes out to the world. You know?
All right. Okay.
Unlike Jay.
Love that.
And Eric, but we knew he was a Grinch.
Andrew?
I'm going to go with Holly Jolly Christmas, and it has nothing to do with the fact that I don't want It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year to win again.
Bye, Jay.
Come back.
Goodbye.
No.
He's not leaving. He's just grabbing another mic.
He's leaning to the next microphone. Yeah.
Jay, stop.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Jay.
Okay.
Jay.
This is blasphemy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wow. This is...
I'm going Holly Jolly. The way that I decided was who has covered this song and who do I like more. Leah Michelle did a cover of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and I hate her, so Holly Jolly gets the win.
She's not great.
She can't even read the lyrics. Why is she doing, what is she doing singing?
Moving on to our final second round matchup.
Anyways,
Jay is about to speed run.
Dad, we have 5 minutes.
Sorry,
left this
Dad.
Episode, you know
that.
No. Next up, we have Feliz Navidad versus White Christmas.
I'm going to put my foot out here. I know White Christmas is not going to win, but I'm going to go down with the ship. I'm voting for White Christmas. It's my boy Bing.
I'm going to vote White Christmas too. I like that one.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm going to join y'all on that ship.
On this Titanic. Let's go.
Hello?
Yeah, I like
Stop.
White Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
What is going on?
Are we having we're like, I'm Spartacus. I'm White Christmas.
Are you guys just purposely trying to upset these things?
No, I genuinely love White Christmas. And like, it just means a lot for me personally, just because it was such a nostalgic song. And like, that introduced me to Bing Crosby, which also led me to like all the like crooners era stuff. So it has a lot of sentimentality for me. As like a song, it's pretty even with Feliz Navidad, but all the like memories packed with White Christmas. It's like White Christmas is here and Feliz Navidad is like right there, but I gotta go with White Christmas. It just means so much to me.
That was pretty compelling. I think we should have a little more diversity. into the. So I'm going to go with Felice.
That's a good point. No! Oh, that's a good point. Oh.
And I think if you don't,
what do you mean? Really,
the implication.
The implication.
What's wrong?
So it's two votes. Eric, where's your vote?
Yeah, Feliz Navidad, 100%.
Dylan?
Feliz Navidad.
Me as well.
It was on my list.
Andrew?
So we just talked about how nobody votes against what they submitted, and I submitted Feliz Navidad, but I have way more personal attachment to White Christmas, so I'm going White Christmas.
Yeah.
Phil?
Feliz Navidad, I don't even know what White Christmas the movie is, so I'm going
to
Feliz
Navidad. Really cute song, so it doesn't matter.
Well, you guys kept talking about the movie and Rudolph the movie, so
they sing it in the movie.
I'm good.
Okay. I've heard enough.
That's to you, Emily.
But hey, Wait For It needs you to make a TikTok saying you hate White Christmas, just so it can be in the like playlist.
I'll do it.
Like all of Phil's terrible movie takes. You know,
we're
like,
getting torn apart.
I'll handle it. Don't worry.
Emily, you're our last vote.
I'm going for White Christmas.
We've been so torn this year.
Yeah,
so many divides.
I thought Feliz Navidad was going to run away with it. I'm happy.
I didn't vote for it the first time, remember?
Yeah.
So this time, Feliz Navidad.
That was adorable. Good job.
I don't even remember what it was up against.
How many numbers? How many numbers are on there, Eric?
Feliz Navidad. 24.
So 23 through 24 is White Christmas.
Suspect right now.
I'm okay with that.
The number one has a little star on it. We could just make that White Christmas.
Oh.
And so if it
there you go.
White Christmas is
odd. Odd. White Christmas even. Wait, what?
White Christmas even.
I'm just going by their ranking.
Yeah.
Number, White Christmas even.
No. Oh, all right. Okay.
Eli.
Oh, okay. All right, guys, ready. 3, 2, 1.
Spin that wheel.
And there
we go. That was better.
Da da da.
We are at six.
That's what I'm talking about.
This bracket scuffed, man.
So it's the most wonderful time of year, didn't move on, and now it's scum.
No,
I do want to make this very clear. There is a serious possibility that this community song wins. And I just want everybody to know, based off of what I'm seeing here, if you don't want that to win, you're going to have to take some action.
I am losing one of my key supporters in Andrew here.
Yeah,
so.
No, I have a feeling.
Which is understandable.
This final four, I have a feeling how this is going to shake out. But yeah, we have our final four. We have our 16 seed. I think that's our 11 seed. We have Christmas Infiltration versus Wizards in Winter, the all-time classic matchup.
Man, what a time.
The one we all came to hear.
Yes.
Why is this worse than the first one?
We definitely didn't have to look up either of these, Emily.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole coin flip wasn't a great idea.
Would you rather us just yell at each other for an additional 5 minutes until we berate someone into changing their opinion? Whoever doesn't care the
That's
most.
We just all yell it, over right? each other bully, and you just like bully. Don't sort the audio.
Bully.
Well, I'm voting for Wizards in Winter.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Christmas Infiltration's fun, but it's like a bit from a TV show.
It's just a legit. It's just a very good bit, though.
I think it's gonna end.
It is an amazing bit, but like
I think it's gonna end up on one of the many Mount Rushmores that apparently exist.
Eli, if we don't live for the bits, what do we live for? What
life?
Jay, a ghost just walked by behind you. It's like a Christmas ghost.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's Mariah Carey again.
I didn't know that was a window.
It's a window.
Into the hall or something. Someone walked by and scared the crap out of me.
Marley and Marley.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here. Christmas Infiltration is my vote. But hey, look at us now.
I
had a great
time.
Was
that a pair of TSO
look at us.
Votes from Game of Thrones that I heard earlier?
Oh, it's Wizards of Winter.
Yeah.
It's the one that sounds like a Game of Thrones title.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric. Where's your vote?
It's the ninth book.
Yeah. No, I'm going to give it to Christmas Infiltration, even though I know it's not going to happen. But as just an RIP.
I appreciate you. I won't return your Christmas gift now.
Thank you.
Eli, are you wizards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wizards in winter.
Andrew?
Wizards in winter had a really good run, and I want to see it continue, so that's my vote.
I was so upset for a second. I was like, what is happening? Oh,
just get me to the wheel, baby. That's all I need. Just get me to the wheel.
All right, Dylan?
Yeah. We're going to go Wizards in winter. I'm sorry. All right, Christmas Infiltration had a good run. I do love Community, but Wizards in Winter, when we're talking Christmas songs, like that's
yeah, it. Yeah. No, I.
Bye, Phil.
Oh, see ya.
Oh, here we
bye.
Go. What is he? Oh,
oh no. Is that a...
In the arms of an angel.
The tribe has spoken.
Yeah. I'll tack one more on for Wizards. That's 6-2 Wizards in Winter. Moving on to the final matchup.
All right.
Let's
all right.
decide who they're going to be going up against. We have A Holly Jolly Christmas versus White Christmas.
Just like, I again, planting my flag on... Man, it just sounds so bad to say I'm uh-oh. Standing up for White Christmas, but...
It's the snow, Eli. It's snow.
I know. But the connotation, Andrew.
It's not Caucasian Christmas.
This ain't because of the implication.
Caucasian Christmas.
It's not the power of White Christmas. It's
just... No.
It's just White Christmas. The thing. Man.
In spite of Eli, I'm voting for A Holly Jolly Christmas.
Any reason other than spite?
Yeah, A White Christmas, I just think, is sort of meh. And Holly Jolly Christmas is slightly better than meh. So yeah.
Jay is defeated.
I like how in these later rounds, it's like the one that you like defended. It's just like, I mean, it's fine, I guess. And you're just like, but you said all those nice things.
His
before.
Song didn't win 2 years in a row, and so now he's depressed.
Sour grapes. All right.
I'm gonna tack on what Eric said earlier. This Christmas is better than both of these songs, so
it should be here.
It should be here. But I'll go Holly Jolly.
Andrew, White Christmas.
Yes, I'm gonna go White Christmas.
Dylan.
I am gonna go A Holly Jolly Christmas. I just like that song a little bit better. So
that's good reasoning. Eric.
A Holly Jolly Christmas.
Emily.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
And Kate.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
And A Holly Jolly Christmas moves on to the finals.
Thanks for making my final vote easier, guys.
But yes, what a our finale.
What an odd decide.
Yeah.
Why do we keep doing this?
To decide the winner.
Because it's fun.
The best.
Emily. It's fun. Aren't you having fun?
Just saying.
If you wanted to not so do a bracket this year, you should have come up with a better idea.
You're right. You're right. I will start on it tomorrow.
I would have liked that Santa bracket. That would have been fun.
Literally, I asked my husband about it today. He's like, you know what you should do? And I was just like, why didn't I ask you 3 weeks ago? He goes, oh.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution, come up with a better idea for the Christmas special.
We don't have to do one next year. I did it.
I can make the Family Feud Christmas special
next year.
What?
I felt like
all right, Jay, go out and survey 100 people.
I felt like I used the wheel a little bit more than expected.
Yes.
Here, so I will.
So
say
one of us needs one more co-host.
You were so good. Everyone was so gung ho about the wheel, but when all their favorite songs lost,
the wheel sucks. I don't know.
Wait, White Christmas won again.
The wheel betrayed me.
Eli breaking the cursing rule.
I know, no! Right? I told you we break them by the end.
It was Santa's son.
No, I've heard several curses before this.
Oh, no. Dad, no.
You just see Cole being pelted at you. Ow.
Wizards in Winter versus A Holly Jolly Christmas. I'm going first. I'm gonna vote for Wizards in Winter here. Holly Jolly Christmas. Yeah, like I said, slightly better than average. Wizards in Winter, I do genuinely enjoy. So. That's my vote. I'll start it off. So let's kick it over to Andrew.
Jay, we've had our disagreements throughout this conversation. We've, you know, sometimes have not seen eye to eye on our votes here, but I think you finally came around to the correct decision, and I'm going to go with Wizards in Winter as well.
Phil.
I'm going to go Wizards in Winter.
Dylan?
We're in the finals. Do I have to? Okay, good. I was like, do I have to say?
What more is there to say? Right?
Yeah, this is an odd final here. I didn't expect to see any of these here, honestly, but I will go with Wizards in Winter for my vote, just because I do have the nostalgia for Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Eli. I have nostalgia for both of these songs. I think I like Holly Jolly Christmas a little bit more. I'm going to go with Burl Ives.
Kate?
I'm going Holly Jolly Christmas.
It's
going
to be the wheel again. I can already see it.
Emily?
Don't let Eric be last.
No, Eric, go.
Let's go. Please don't.
You keep skipping Emily.
Yeah, I don't want Eric to decide.
Because if Eric goes last, he's going to pick the wheel.
Emily, we have a shot here. Okay. I looked back. I want to explain my reasoning. I saw the order, and I saw it going one way, and the second Eli said Holly Jolly, I said, we got this. We got a tie on our hands, and I want to explain it to you. We did make a mistake. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Should not have lost 2-6. Okay, that was a mistake. I made a mistake. I should have voted for my go-to. So for that reason...
Are you forging an alliance?
I have to stick with Holly Jolly until the end.
I don't know why.
For that.
Okay. Why are you pleading
She's
with
gonna
me?
Vote for Holly Jolly.
Yeah, I'm voting for Holly Jolly Christmas.
Let's go. All right.
So the wheel is going to decide the championship.
As it should.
Everybody hates the wheel so much. I really thought there was a shot that this wasn't going to happen. So I'm really excited.
I have to go with Rose's death save now. What if he does that?
Can we do it?
Best can we backtrack and oh my go back God. To the, make all the songs into GURPS sheets and have them fight each other? Yes. Can we go back to that, please? Yeah,
we'll just scrap this one. We start over.
Mariah Carey's a spellcaster. I can do this. I got it.
Alternatively, Jay, next season you could have all the fights be determined by the wheel. Really spice things up.
Have the opinion matter.
I can survey random sites on the internet and see which song comes up higher.
All right. I mean, if we... It's been...
We've already... we'd set the precedent.
Yeah, we gotta spin it.
We gotta do the wheel.
It feels like Wizards is 12, so that's even. Holly Jolly, yep. 7. That's odd.
It's
I feel
odd.
Like that's the way to yep. go, right?
Yep. All right. All right, Eli.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Spin that wheel. I love the delay.
This is how the world ends.
It's one. Let's go.
Oh, my God. On the star. On the star.
On Christmas.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Eric stopped it there. You guys didn't see that?
No, I did not. Play back the tape.
Okay, I want to recount.
Oh, Christmas. My God. It was meant to be.
Andrew won every single spin except the end. That's
except the last
one. That makes it better,
I'm
honestly.
Yes.
One that mattered.
This was incredible.
Should've and I love that TV. It was the one that was like the most obnoxious. It's the one
it was the Christmas star.
Oh, that could have been...
Literally couldn't
pure
play
pure devastation
that.
For your friendly neighborhood gamers.
Game of Thrones is having a great time.
Super Bracket Bros split.
House is divided.
This half of Super Bracket Bros stopped having a good time a long time ago. So,
oh my God.
I feel like Jay is never in a good mood by the end of these.
It's like the real holidays. Someone's just mad by the end of it.
No. Dad's upset.
A Holly Jolly Christmas is unequivocally, undoubtedly, you couldn't possibly cast a shadow of a doubt.
Burl Ives, the goat.
Sam the snowman.
Greatest Christmas song.
We'll see you in 2025.
2025,
we'll do it again. We'll run it back.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yes. We did it.
Holly Jolly Christmas also made it along because that was a... Wait, I voted for that one. Yeah, that was the last second. Yeah.
This was a blur.
It being this Christmas off the bat was pretty crazy, so I felt like that made it
set the tone.
Yeah, that set the tone.
It set the tone. I would have rode this Christmas all the way to the finals.
No, honestly,
I'm gonna be honest.
Any Holly Jolly Christmas or this Christmas, I probably would have kept. No, I would have kept White Christmas, but that probably.
Save this for the Patreon episode.
Hopefully you, the listener, enjoy this and don't feel too slighted by our wheel usage the same way that some of us do, perhaps.
But if you do, go find the Way Forward podcast on TikTok and just jump in their comments. You'll find a lot of other kindred spirits.
Listen, I mean,
so Jay organized.
All I need is thumbs up from everybody, and I'll take this video. Don't play. I'll do it.
I just love the idea. Jay organizes this game, organizes the bracket, but everybody jumps on the Way For It feed to complain.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't believe you guys were in the game like this. I didn't do it. I don't know.
It's up to the fates. The wheel spoke.
I will say, between Phil with the community song and me with the wheel, I do feel like we may have altered the vibe here.
You think?
Altered the course of this bracket.
I'll accept that. I'll accept it.
The consequences of your actions.
I got a win over Mariah Carey and a semifinal run.
I really felt like this was going to be Mariah Carey's year outcome on the Super Bracket Bro Cinematic Universe. You know, like,
yeah, she needs a win.
Yeah, no. Exactly. You know,
No, she had the path, Jay. That's the thing. That side of the bracket was winnable by like a large margin. That was crazy.
Yeah, she went up against Christmas Infiltration. What do you mean she needed like?
No, she just came up against a buzzsaw. What are you going to do?
It's the fact that all of those votes were anti-Mariah Carey. They were. I'm going to stand by that. They were not pro-obscure community song. I know.
No matter where Mariah Carey was, she would have went down.
Someday she'll get a win.
There's such a target on her back.
Wait, if we're talking this group. If we're talking actual Mount Rushmore, Christmas Infiltration is on the Mount Rushmore of Christmas songs, according to this.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the final.
The top four songs. Yep. There's four heads.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I think we're about done here.
What a time. What a time.
But genuinely, if you're listening to this, you tuned in, you're a fan of one of our shows, we genuinely appreciate it. And we hope that you're having a good holidays, and maybe that, you know, this uplifted your spirits maybe just a little bit to hear us get together and have our annual Christmas special podcaster, you know, like company party, essentially, where we get to chat and argue and stuff. So thanks for being a part of that. You know, I think I can speak for everybody here. It means a lot that, you know, you take any time at all to listen to any of our shows, let alone this insane crossover event that we have managed to pull off for 4 years in a row. So we'll see if we survive the wheel, and we'll see if we survive to year five or not.
Go for five.
Yeah.
Six seasons and a movie.
Does anybody else want to get anything in? Otherwise, I can wrap this up.
I'm really glad that you asked, because I was thinking we could spin the wheel one last time just for the holiday spirit.
Just for fun.
Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel. Evens, we save this whole track. Odds, we delete everything.
Let's go.
How about even Holly Jolly Christmas, odd this Christmas? Let's run it back.
Let's run it back.
If we get the star again, whoever didn't vote has to admit it.
There we go.
Oust them.
Thank you so much for having joined us on the show today. On behalf of myself, Jay, my co-host Eli, and our many other co-hosts, Andrew, Dylan, Phil, Eric, Emily, and Kate, thank you so much for having joined us on the show today. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
holidays.
Happy New Year.
Everybody. One, two, three.
Spin the wheel.
Yeah, the wheel.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh,